KHRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump's name has been put on some rather high-profile venues, and now the Trump name graces a website. It's aimed at saving Americans big money on prescription drugs. The website, TrumpRx.
President Trump unveiled the website, which will allow Americans to buy prescription drugs directly from manufacturers at a discounted rate.
This launch represents the largest reduction in prescription drug prices in history by many, many times.
He said pharmaceutical companies have agreed to match the lowest price offered in other countries. Weight loss drugs, insulin, inhalers, and fertility drugs are among the more than 40 medications currently available. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A deadly tragedy in L.A.
Three people are dead, six others are hurt after a car in a Los Angeles neighborhood lost control Thursday and slammed into a grocery store. Captain Eric Scott of the Los Angeles City Fire Department says the 92-year-old driver first hit a bicyclist, continuing for another block before driving into the bakery section of a 99 Ranch Market. Authorities say the 92-year-old driver is undergoing a medical evaluation, but that the crash was an unfortunate accident. I'm Donna Water.
Now it's Nancy Guthrie's son, Cameron, who's released an online video appealing to those who kidnapped his 84-year-old mother last weekend. Cameron says, "We want to talk to you, and we are waiting for contact." Two demands made in a ransom note. One has already passed. The other deadline is set for Monday. Death toll from the bombing of a Shiite mosque on Islamabad's outskirts has risen to at least 30. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 100 make that 281 points higher. This is SRN News. J.K. Rowling is getting the last laugh.
The author of the Harry Potter books has been campaigning against transgenderism for years and has been vilified for it. But with the jury award of $2 million to a New York woman who regrets her sex change operation, Rowling says the tide has turned. Writing on X, she says, quote, "This will go down in history as one of the worst medical scandals of all time. Adults sold troubled young people the idea that all of their trauma would be resolved by removing healthy body parts." Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious persecution is underreported, one underreported aspect of the Russia-Ukraine war. International Christian Concern points out that amid the fighting, Christ followers have been caught in the crosshairs as stories of the Russian government mistreating Protestant Christians and Ukraine restricting the Ukrainian Orthodox Church have been reported. The UN has joined religious freedom ministries in expressing concern about the situation. This is SRN News. The Boar's Head deli meat plant tied to a deadly 2024 food poisoning outbreak is back in business.
The company's plant in Jarrett, Virginia, resumed limited operations on February 2nd. The site was shut down more than a year ago after the outbreak tied to contaminated liverwurst killed 10 people and sickened dozens. The reopening comes even as inspections of another Boar's Head plant documented sanitation problems similar to those that may have contributed to the outbreak. Dozens of violations between July and December 2025 were documented at the Petersburg, Virginia Boar's Head plant. Keith Peters, Washington.
A Colorado funeral home owner who stashed 189 decomposing bodies and gave families fake ashes will be sentenced today. John Halford faces between 30 and 50 years in prison. More details, srnnews.com.